the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
I'm tempted just to let them enjoy it, Rob. I am a little disgruntled by the fact that you've chosen to wear a sparkly dress for the podcast this week. It's just radio, you know, only I can see it.
Do you know what? After the new intro last week, my credibility is at such an all-time low, it doesn't matter whether I wear sequins or not. So
it was a low bar anyway, to be fair, wasn't it?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Hello, we're back to have a look at the TV and specials betting on William Hill's website. Big Brother, Strictly Come Dancing, The X Factor. Well, they're not all with us, but we're getting so desperate for them to come back that we've got some markets to price up. A few current affairs markets still on there as well. Should we start with Big Brother? That's where we normally start at this juncture. The outrights now have Sam as the 11-10 favourite. Gina 6-5, so a bit of a switch round from last week when we were talking about Sam possibly winning this. Dexter 6-1, Charlie 20s, 25-1 for Jack and Joe. Sophie is 33-1, and Hazel 66-1. Obviously, we also, alongside the outright betting, we also have the seventh eviction market, as well as top male, top female, and the gender of the winner. The eviction market then sees Hazel as a 25-1 on shot. She didn't go last week, obviously, that means. Charlie 16, 16 Sophie, 25 Dexter, and 33-1 Jack and Joe. What happened last week, Rob?
A little bit of a surprise. Callum went last week.
Big price, that as well.
Yeah, it was.
She was 2-5, wasn't she, Hazel?
I think it was about 3-1, Callum, at one point. I think match might have been bigger. I think it was about
what
six,
was the thinking behind that?
I
thought Hazel was kind of not hated, but you know, in inverted commas.
I think she is hated, isn't she? I just think the edits didn't go overly well for Callum. The Wednesday Thursday edit sort of set it up for the Friday, but the thought was in people's heads that Callum wasn't safe, and that proved it. He was backed in. I think it was 6-1 when we first started. 3-1 when we did the podcast last week, and I think it went off about 7-4 at the off last Friday. So the writing, I suppose, was on the wall. But to me, it was still a surprise that he went. I just can't see where Hazel. There's no sort of likability factor there, unfortunately.
So there's no danger here. I mean, 25-1 on is extremely short. Obviously,
no,
there's no way you can take that on.
Not really. There's nobody. There's no really else. Sophie could probably maybe get dragged into the mix, but there's not really anything. 1-25 for me. She goes, and she goes with a decent margin. Probably the biggest audience margin of the series.
As for the outrights, have you had some money for Sam this week?
Yeah, we've seen bits of money. Gina's not really done a lot, has she, this week? She's sort of drifted. The nominations task didn't really go in her favour. It sort of divided the house a little bit, led to Hazel's downfall in the sort of big argument that she had with Charlie. That's been the main sort of talking point of the house this week. Sam sort of kept away from that. So
we're still thinking the whole charity thing is going to be
the clincher. He stood up a little bit in an argument with Dexter, which was probably good to see for Sam backers. So. It's flip-flopped all week, really. Gina was odds on at one point early on in the week. Sam was also odds on, and I think we've sort of levelled out now that Sam's a very slight favourite over Gina. But yeah, it'd be interesting to know where votes go. It finishes 21st of August, I think. No, sorry, 19th of August is the final of the show. So obviously, it'd be interesting to know where... Probably Dexter's votes, when Dexter goes, is where it translates, really. Because I think quite a few of Dexter's votes would go to Gina.
Right.
But on the other side, I think for the other three, the votes would go to Sam.
Right. So in that case, then you're looking at... If it is between those two, then the 11-10 and Sam would be the better bet.
I've always been pretty keen on Sam in this market anyway. So I think the 11-10 now. I'd certainly rather take the 11-10 on Sam than the 6-5 on Gina.
Strictly Come Dancing isn't too far away. We're now betting on who will appear in the
7th
show.
7th of September, I believe, is what I've heard.
Wow, goodness. Donna Eyre is 1-3 to take part in Strictly Come Dancing 2013. Joe McElderry, former X Factor contestant, 1-2, former X Factor winner.
Former X Factor winner.
Indeed. Rebecca Adlington.
He was the one who was up against Simon Cowell's or the Rage Against the Machine thing, wasn't he?
He missed
out on his Christmas number one, which all the others had.
What a shame. I'd love to see more of him on the TV screen. Rebecca Adlington, 1-2, former Olympic swimmer, of course, now retired. Terry Hatcher, she used to be in Superman, among other things.
Desperate Housewives now, isn't it?
Even Money. Has Terry Hatcher been on something else, another reality show? I'm sure she has.
I'm sure she's done something.
Either that or she was... Was she in
I don't think
Celebrity
she's done
Big
any,
Brother?
I don't think she's done anything UK. Is she on UK reality?
I think she has. No, unless she was in the betting for something else. To appear in something else, but never did. We'll have to have a look at that. What, you were going to go Wikipedia?
Wikipedia's got to tell you, hasn't it? If it's a UK thing.
God, how are we going to find this? Korea.
Well,
Korea.
There you go, it's got a list of stuff that she's done. Films.
Okay. There must be some TV in there as well. Oh. No, maybe not.
Maybe she hasn't.
Maybe I just dreamt it. Which is possible. I could have dreamt it, to be fair. Stranger things have happened. Anyway, she's even money. Fabrice Muamba, the former Bolton footballer, who, of course, died on the pitch.
Yeah.
He's 2-1. He took part in the Celebrity version. Pippa Middleton, 2-1. Kate's sister, of course. Tom Daly, 2-1. Seems to be doing a lot more telly than diving at the moment. Jenny Bond, Royal Reporter. 6-1. Sir Chris Hoy needs very little introduction. 6-1. Chris Evans, radio DJ and TV presenter. 10s. Matt Smith, former Doctor Who, 10-1. Barbara Windsor, Carry On actress, of course, 12s. Chris Miles at 12s. Judy Murray, as in Andy's mum. 16s. Boris Becker, 20s. Mezgan Husseini. Who's Mezgan Husseini?
Ex-girlfriend of Simon Cowell.
20-1. Vince Cable. What? How is Vince Cable only 20-1?
20-1. Vince
he's
Cable.
In the government.
Mate, Vince Cable is a massive, massive fan of Strictly. Apparently.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he's going to go into it, is
well,
it?
Well, no, but there was always
20
that thing.
Should be 200.
We probably should be. I don't think any of these are...
No, true.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think any of them are overly
overvalued. But how is Alex Curran 25-1 when Vince Cable's 20,
mate,
for
Alex
instance?
Alex Curran won't do it.
No, but you know what I mean? She's much more likely to do it. Is she from The One Show?
No, Alex Curran are ex... not ex. Current partner of Stephen Gerrard.
Oh, her. So who am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Alex Jones, who did
Alex
it last year.
Alex Jones. Yeah, yeah.
There's no value in picking somebody who's ever done it.
I'd like to see Alex Curran on it, actually.
You would, wouldn't you? Well, they've got Abby Clancy already, haven't they? So I think Abby Clancy's already signed up for it this
year.
Has she? Yeah, I've seen a list. Well, a leaked list of... Two or three you have already signed up.
There's Kate Adie, 25-1. Margaret Beckett, 25-1. Martin Bell, these are all politicians and news journalists of some ilk, 25-1. Judith Chalmers, 33-1. Paddy Ashton, 33. Selena Scott, 33. And Tony Blair. You just thought, we've just got a list of like politicians and prominent news people.
No, because we can do it for the press. We can, if we stick a few like journalists in, we get into better papers.
I get you. Yeah, some of the rumoured contestants in the papers. Joe McElderry has been rumoured to be in there. So has Donna Eyre, hence why the prices are a little bit shorter. Former gladiator Diane Udale, better known as Jet.
She was lovely, wasn't she?
And Annika Rice, both on the wish list, apparently. Well, they would do it if they were asked, wouldn't they? Jeez. Abby Clancy is, as Rob says, also strong rumour. Rebecca Adlington, I think she'll do it.
I think she'll do it. She's
Tom
Daly,
I mean, of all those, Rob, I must admit, Tom Daly would be my favourite.
Adlington, they've wanted last 2 years, haven't they?
Yeah. She's still competing, of course.
Rumours that I've got is that Donna Mayer is in an advanced sort of close to signing. So I think Donna Mayer will do it. McElderry would do it at a drop of the hat, wouldn't he? It's his
Jesus.
Sort of thing.
And so would Tom Daly.
Tom Daly seems to not even be bothered about diving these days, does he? So,
well, why not? You know, get on with the TV crew. He's doing something else, I noticed. Is it an ITV show? So maybe that would preclude him from doing it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's still got next year's edition of Splash, which I know that I'll be looking forward to after Christmas.
Oh, well, but, me too.
Yeah, I think Jenny Bond might do it.
Decent shout.
I think they've gone with the sort of old, they've had sort of Edwina Curry, haven't they, and obviously John Sargent, so they're quite keen for some of the more mature ladies, should I say.
It's a good market, that, though. I like it.
What are you writing here?
I'm just preparing for another podcast while you were
at... So my podcast doesn't even care that you'd
talking.
Rather go on about somebody else's podcast.
I was listening,
podcast.
You were talking. X Factor, Louis Walsh, not going to be on it.
Next year won't be on X Factor.
I don't like him, but I'm kind of a little bit sad that he's not really.
I think we should refuse to price it up next year. I think we should refuse to talk about it.
So to replace Louis Walsh, Simon Cowell, 4-1, Mel B, 6-1, Rita Ora, 6-1, Robbie Williams, 6-1, Mark Owen, 8, Cheryl Cole, 10s, Danny O'Donoghue, Jerry Halliwell and Katy Perry, also 10s, Bruno Mars and Ollie Mers are 14s, Emily Sandé and Will I Am are 16s, Paula Abdul, Rod Stewart, 20s, Leona Lewis and Talisa, 25-1. I'd like Chris Miles to be in that list. I've always had a sneaking suspicion that Chris Miles might be a judge one day. I think he'd be the replacement for Gary Barlow. And probably a good opportunity. It's going to be a man, isn't it? I can't imagine it being a
woman.
It's
got to be a man. Cause I think
Sharon Osbourne's doing it.
I think they've got to keep the 2 and 2.
I thought they'd already started the auditions.
No, this is for 2014, not for 2013.
Right. So we've only got to wait a year.
Got to wait a year, yeah. But it's the makeup of the thing. There's talk that Gary Barlow's going. There's talk that... Sharon's only signed up for a year now.
They could have a real big go. Let's say Sharon Osbourne doesn't do it again.
Yeah.
Gary Barlow doesn't do it again.
Yeah.
This only applies to who will go on the panel, doesn't it? It doesn't matter if they are not the Louis Walsh replacement.
Well, no,
the
words are that it's replacing Louis, so they would have to announce that they were. This is to replace Louis.
What if they just...
What if
Gary Barlow quit and then they just... They got... I don't know. They got someone like, you know, they got Rod Stewart on, for instance, at 20-1. You sure you'd pay out?
Yeah, we'd pay out. But yeah. I'm just
saying.
They
wouldn't have to say, we are replacing Louis Walsh with Rod Stewart.
No, I'm just saying that this is, at the moment, all the others are signed on, aren't they?
I'm with you, yeah. So, interesting.
It'd be interesting.
Tricky market. Ollie Mers,
I think. Ollie Mers at 14-1,
He's very amenable, isn't he? And he's
done the show before, hasn't he?
Yeah. I suppose, would they want someone to graduate? Is he a big enough name?
Well, yeah.
Will he be a big enough name by then? Not sure. Yeah. I think Robbie Williams is one that they must want to have on there.
They've always wanted to try and get Robbie Williams on.
And after Gary Barlow's done it, would he be an ideal replacement for Gary Barlow or, you know, to be on the panel?
I think Mel B would do it as well.
Yeah, but again, she did divide opinion.
The top four have got definite... I mean, to be quite honest, there's not... I wouldn't be surprised if they do they get rid of the all of them and 2014 is actually the top four that are on that market. It's a bit more current, isn't it?
Yeah.
Than what we've got at the moment, so...
Yeah, true. Is there any money on the spotty betting this week? No, not a lot.
I'll be honest with you now.
Yeah. We've still got the RIBA Sterling Prize markets out there. Still got the next permanent NHS chief executive betting on there. Rock solid at 10-1. Don Berwick.
Yeah, there's been a bit of money for one of them this week.
Mark Britnell.
Mark Britnell, 11-4 into 9-4.
Yeah.
So he's now favourite in this market.
Very good. Anything else, Rob?
No. No, I can't think of anything.
When are you paying out on the... top the hottest day of which month?
Christmas. First day of 2014. Because it could still reach 30 degrees.
Couldn't.
Do you know what? I would have paid it out at the end of August if somebody had backed
it. It wasn't me.
Yeah. So I'm just going to keep it as late as possible. I'm sorry to anybody else who's backed August.
I'm sorry.
Who would like paying out.
I should apologise.
But we've got to wait now until December. Chris, have you? You ruined it for everyone, haven't you?
On the stroke of midnight.
Yeah.
On December 31st.
Yeah.
That's marvellous. I love that. Anything in the Royal Specials that we need to know about?
No.
Nope. Okay. Shall we go?
You've obviously got more important podcasts to do.
I'm fine.
Which one are you doing?
Shooting the breeze with you. League podcast with Peter Farrey's Championship Football.
Can we talk about Leicester versus Leeds?
Can
I just say that I went to Leeds last night and they were absolutely rubbish.
Yeah. Didn't do too well, did they?
What have you said about Leeds?
Seven changes they made.
Yeah, they did make seven changes, and the changes weren't as a positive, I'd like to say.
First half goals, Rob. That's what I'm telling you.
Well, you always talk about first half goals.
Eight of the 12 goals that Leicester and Leeds have scored have been involved with this season have been in the first half.
We've scored three goals in the first half, which is unbelievable considering we went about 20 games last year without scoring a first half goal.
I know, it's amazing.
Anyway, if you want to listen to proper stuff and football, then that podcast is for you.
Thanks, Rob.
We'll speak
to you next week. Have a good weekend. And
I've got a Twitter account, Lee. Yeah. I know you're trying to get rid of me now.
I was about to plug it before you crowbar it in like that. It's @reality_Rob. Mine is @LeePhelps. We tweet each other sometimes, don't we?
There's also a test match on tomorrow if anyone's interested.
Yep.
I'll be going.
That's what I'm going to say. If there are any markets that you see on the specials pages that look tempting, wait till the test match is on, because basically Rob's attention is diverted. Hence the August bet.
You wait till... Hey, I'll tell you what, everyone. You wait till this test match is over after 4 days and see who's got ticket for the fifth day, eh?
I don't care. I'm going to go and worship Durham. And
enjoy Durham
for the day.
You should do.
And try and avoid David Bell.
It's a lovely place. I try and avoid him. Oh, he's in a council house anyway, so it's not a problem, is it?
Is it what?
He's in a council house.
Is he?
I'll show you which bit of Chesley Street to avoid. they still hang washing.
We won't be going there.
No, nowhere near. They still hang washing up outside between the set of back-to-back houses.
Hello, David. We love you, really. Thanks, Rob.
Pleasure.
Thank you for downloading the podcast. We're back next week for more of the same. In the meantime, if you want to download any more of our wares, then go to williamhill.com/podcasts.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.